The Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At that time, the festival of the dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the risen Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. In our Gospel reading this morning, Jesus is in the middle of his discourse about being the good shepherd, using that analogy of sheep in a field with a shepherd caring for and protecting them. This story is probably very familiar to many of you, and there are any number of ways to understand that analogy. But I'd like to focus today on one way to consider this by focusing on one verse of our gospel lesson. When Jesus says, "No one will snatch them out of my hand." Just before our reading, Jesus talks about being a shepherd and protecting the sheep from those who would snatch them. Jesus talks about wolves who chase after the sheep, scatter them, and then snatch them. One could imagine also other things snatching those sheep. Other wild animals, and in fact, probably more than anything, other people stealing the sheep. Sheep, in fact, are very vulnerable creatures, and they need protecting. The danger is real. But there's another danger for sheep, though. And to illustrate it, I'd like to tell you a story. I grew up on a dairy in Mount Angel. And the last few years we were there, we actually had sold all the cows and we just had crop farming. But we had some hillsides that were really only any good for grazing. Well, what were we going to do with them? We don't have any cows anymore. So it turned out there was a neighbor who had sheep, but not a lot of land, and was always looking for these kind of spaces to use. And we were happy that the land could be used at all. And so they brought over a whole lot of sheep. And I can't tell you exactly how many. I was pretty young. And we had them all over there. And they also brought the big sheepdog that protected all of the sheep. But there was one thing that dog couldn't protect them from, which was the sheep themselves. Those sheep were gifted at getting out of the fenced-in area. And they'd get out. We'd try and do our best to get them back in. It was hard work. We were used to cows. Cows, if you start leading them the right way, the whole group will start following. Sheep scamper. And every time you think they're going one way, they get skittish, and one starts going the other way, and now the whole flock goes. It was a nightmare. And we were inexperienced. These weren't our sheep. So eventually we'd get them in, and in that area, Mount Angel, anytime animals get out, everybody who's around comes and helps. And one of these times when it happened, we got enough people, we eventually got them back in, and one of the neighbors asked my grandfather, "Well, what kind of sheep are those? They look unusual." We had no idea, they weren't our sheep, so Grandpa just said, "Dumb sheep." This is the other reason we need a shepherd. It's not as nearly as dramatic as these wild animals coming and snatching them and some other person coming and stealing sheep with a conspiracy and plot and so forth. But instead, simply the sheep themselves wandering aimlessly, getting themselves lost and not knowing how to get back. That aspect shows up at the beginning of our gospel lesson. Many of the people there who've been just debating who this Jesus is, having just seen him heal the man born blind, ask Jesus, "Well, won't you tell us plainly, are you the Messiah or not? Won't you tell us who you really are, Jesus?" Jesus replies, "I've told you, but you don't believe." Now, there's any number of ways to understand that, but I want to focus on that piece. Jesus might be saying, what you mean by "tell us plainly who you are" is not actually possible. Jesus says, "I've said in multiple ways I'm the Messiah. You've seen me do the works that I'm doing, which are the work of the Messiah. But what you want is more than that. You want to have such certain knowledge of who I am that you don't have to have faith at all. It would just be knowledge." And so Jesus said, "I've told you, but you don't believe." It's distinctly possible that this is less an accusation that they have weak faith or not enough faith. Instead, he's saying, "You're trying to avoid the whole scheme of faith altogether. You just want certainty." And so Jesus pushes them back to faith. And he brings this conversation to them. They ask, "Jesus, who are you?" Jesus replies, "Well, maybe we ought to look at who you are. Do some introspection in this moment." Because, he says, if what you're wanting to know is enough knowledge to have faith, you have it. It's already there. He asks them to reflect, who is Jesus in your life? Knowing exactly that Jesus is Messiah or not is not the point. It's living a real life of faith. So he says, "You know perfectly well whether I'm the Messiah or not, but look into yourselves and see what your faith looks like." That's an uncomfortable challenge of Jesus. After all, if we look into ourselves, what will we find? Do we find that faith that we would be hoping to find? Also, when we look into ourselves, we can sometimes see ourselves as those sheep who get out of the pen, those sheep who wander. We see in ourselves the power of sin in our lives. We are convicted along with St. Paul. "The good that I would, I do not, and the evil that I would not, I do." As we exist in this world of sin and pain and death. So when Jesus calls us to look inward, to have us reflect on upon who God has been in our lives, it could be uncomfortable. And there, Jesus calls us looking at our faith. But given our bondage to sin and death, what even is that? And it turns out sometimes when we look deeply in, it does look like our affirmation of faith that we say in our apostles and Nicene creeds. But at other times, we might not feel that way. We're not so sure. Maybe sometimes our faith looks an awful lot like doubt. And then Jesus says, "No one will snatch them out of my hand." Jesus moves the conversation to one not only of believing, but belonging. Our faith is a gift given to us by Jesus. Jesus holds us all in his hand and offers us this gift of faith. Jesus recognizes us in our sinfulness as we are, and the grace that he offers is that when we look at it ourselves, that if it's one of those times that we have to say, I'm not sure what my faith is, Jesus replies, you belong to me. More powerful than our doubt is Jesus' grasp upon us. No one will snatch them out of my hand. The shepherd who protects the sheep, even from themselves. But there's another thing about the way Jesus talks about being a shepherd of sheep. He always discusses sheep in the plural. It's not just a person who is given faith, but together, as a community of faith, the body of Christ. And so that faith we have as a gift comes to us as a group, together as one. This might be best exemplified when we come together at the Lord's table. Martin Luther loved to say that the moments in life where we aren't sure we really have any faith at all, and Luther felt that all the time, that's when we need to come to the table the most. When we have doubts, we come to the table and receive the sacrament, to receive Jesus' body and blood. It's a means of grace, a place where Jesus assures us, no one will snatch you out of my hand. It's in those moments where that we have the experience of Christ in our lives, who is including us and saying, you belong, you are mine. But when we do that, we also come to the table together. All of us receive the same body of Christ. All of us the same gift of faith. Together in our community. So when Jesus calls us to examine ourselves and see what our own faith within us is, we're not doing it alone. And so we together frequently ask Jesus, with his audience here, tell us plainly, give us certainty of who you are, because we want to be comfortable. Jesus' reply is to say, at the end of days, you will have that kind of knowledge. But right now, in this broken world of faith and doubt, you might not have certainty, but you are mine. Come to me. Faith will grow in you. No one will snatch you out of my hand. Amen.